Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother...
We in the
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It guess what day it is. Guess what day it is.
Hump day.
All day.
Yes, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. And you know who's joining us today?
Who's joining us today?
Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
J-Lo will be here.
Jenny from the block. By the way, for everybody that's new to the Breakfast Club, because you know we are on in 90 markets in 150 countries. Mm-hmm. This is like J-Lo's third time.
Yeah, third time.
Third time being here.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? Don't want y'all to think that this is some new phenomenon.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm very proud of you. You know, you have evolved as a man.
Duh.
The first time
we all should.
You remember the first time J-Lo was here?
Yes.
And what you did when she was here?
I told her I wanted to suck a fart out her butt. And
nope. I'm talking about when she left.
I sniffed her seat.
Yes, you sniffed her seat.
Listen, man, it's all about evolution, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's all about growth. That's what life is about.
I'm glad you've grown, and I'm glad you evolved.
Yeah, I'm glad I've grown and glad I've evolved. Okay, I'm not doing this for you. I'm not doing this for nobody else but myself.
Well, good.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad I see the improvement in you.
I think a lot of people have. You know? But that's what life is about. If you're not growing every day, if you're not evolving every day, then what are you doing? If plants don't grow, what are they doing? They're dying.
That's right.
All right. So growth is good.
That, and I think A-Rod will check you quickly.
Who?
A-Rod. You know who A-Rod is?
Angela Rye?
Oh, you know what?
I got a lot of women in my life.
Alex Rodriguez.
He knows what I'm
saying. Oh, A-Rod.
I said A-Rod.
Oh, I thought you said A-Rye.
I was like, oops, A-Rye had to do this. Yeah, her too.
No, definitely her too.
Her too.
Definitely her too.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what's popping, ye?
We are going to talk about this couple that went missing in the Dominican Republic, and they're saying that they may have been found days ago.
Okay. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let me hear you say, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. That looks like Magic Johnson. He steps down as Lakers president. Right, Yee? What's going on with Magic?
Yes, Magic Johnson, in a surprise move, has decided that he'd rather just be Magic Johnson. Here's what he said.
So today, I'm going to step down as president. I think that I had more fun when I was able to be the big brother and ambassador to everybody.
You know, I thought about Dwayne Wade retiring tomorrow, and I can't even tweet it out or can't be there. I was thinking about all those times, all guys who want me to mentor them or be a part of their lives, and I can't even do that.
That's real.
Listen, I respect it. You know what I mean? Especially being that, you know, Magic Johnson is a self-made, multi-millionaire mogul. He don't need that job or that position.
Not at all.
He'd rather be able to spread his love everywhere instead of just being contained in the Los Angeles Lakers organization. I respect it. And I respect the fact that Magic Johnson looked sick yesterday. And we know Magic don't get sick. But he looked sick and fed up with the Lakers organization yesterday.
He did.
Yeah, he's over it.
He's over it. He's definitely over it.
And when he said, you know, he want to preserve his relationship with Jeannie Buss, he was like, look, we great friends. She like my sister, but this business ain't working out. So I'm not going to let this business ruin
our
my
relationship.
Friendship.
Yeah, absolutely.
He also didn't like the backstabbing. He said he didn't like the whispering, all of those things.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Magic Johnson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. LeBron, it's on you now. But y'all do know we've witnessed the last days of LeBron James going to the NBA Finals, right?
I wouldn't say that.
Shut up.
They're one player away from
if you don't stop, knock it off.
One player away.
You don't know what you're talking about.
One player away.
You have
LeBron is
no
the best
idea what you're talking about.
Is LeBron the best player in the league?
No, not anymore.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He got injured.
No,
as soon as that injury
not.
Is over, yes, he is.
Have you ever seen the Greek Freak, sir?
I
we
did
know
see
the playoffs are coming up, so you'll be able to see the Greek Freak in action.
I did see the Greek Freak in action. I don't think no player is better than
him. There's a guy named Anthony Davis.
I think there's no player better than LeBron right
what?
Now.
All right, now,
Kevin Durant, what?
Let's discuss the weather
right
conditions. If you're in the Midwest, they're saying there's blizzard conditions that are likely
what?
For several different states.
Yes. Right now?
Yes, absolutely. And that's going to be an area from Colorado to Michigan. There's also red flag fire danger warnings from Arizona to Oklahoma. They said millions of people will face potentially life-threatening conditions tomorrow. So just
that's
be careful.
Crazy.
Yes, they said that's going to develop actually starting yesterday, and they expect that tomorrow there's going to be pretty bad weather. So just be careful in the Midwest. Thursday, the storm will reach there, and it's going to bring heavy snow and wind.
It's happening in spring and summer.
A potentially historic winter storm.
No, it's this thing called climate change, you know?
And let's talk about this missing couple. Now, this missing New York couple, everybody was concerned about them. They went to the Dominican Republic, and they said that they believe now that they had found these bodies a while ago. They believe that the couple's rental car plunged into the ocean
Yikes.
In the early hours of March 27th as they were on their way to catch a flight home.
Mm.
That couple is Orlando Moore and Portia Ravenel. They were supposed to return to New York on March 27th, and Orlando Moore's half-sister said that she reported him missing 2 days later after they never returned. They did find an unconscious woman who fits the description of Portia on the road to the airport, and then they also found the body of a man who was badly decomposed.
Yikes.
And they did find a tattoo that read Milano on his right arm. The bodies have been fingerprinted, and they are in the process of being identified. They said they do not suspect any foul play as of this time. But I know a lot of people were posting about this couple, so they do believe that couple has been found,
Yikes.
Unfortunately.
Well, rest in peace to that brother and sister, man. Very
Definitely.
Sad.
All right, and Jeopardy has set a brand new record for a one-day win, and that is $110,000 in one day. James Holzhauer, he's a 34-year-old professional sports gambler from Vegas. He won that yesterday, so he broke that record. Altogether, they said it was his fourth win in a row, so in total, he collected $244,000 so far. He's trying to go for his fifth win tonight.
Hard to watch Jeopardy and know that Alex Trebek is aging better than the best of us.
Okay. Well, he's going through it as well.
Yeah, he is.
But he's aging incredibly, okay? It's a good possibility Alex Trebek is a vampire. Because Alex Trebek got to be at least 137 years old.
No.
What? No. Him, Pat Sajak, and Vanna White? At least 143. All three of them.
You mean together?
No.
He's 78 years
old. 78, yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Add another 100. Add
old.
Another 52 to that.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that is front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, or maybe you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Nikki, good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
What's the matter, Nikki?
Me and my husband bought a couple Harleys a couple weeks ago. He just went into the shop because his tire was shaking in the front. They pulled his brand new off the truck. I let him ride mine yesterday. When he get back, my saddlebag is scratched up real bad. So I think he hit a curb.
So your husband scratched your Harley?
Yeah, scratched the saddlebag on my Harley. That's about a $500 bag.
Damn it, man.
Saddlebag.
But at least he's okay.
Yeah, Yeah, he okay, but now mine is all scratched up. Mine had 5 miles on it when I bought it.
Well, he's got to pay for that.
Yeah, he definitely does. He bought me a cup holder yesterday to try to make up for it.
A cup holder? Come on now.
Well, I'm sorry, Nikki.
Thank you.
Have a good one, Mama.
You as well.
Ricky.
Yes.
What's up, Ricky?
Now, I just wanted to get off my chest. You know, I'm a New York City correction officer, and a lot of my fellow officers are getting assaulted almost every day. We getting stuck for crazy hours all the time. We missing a lot of time with our family. And this new corrections, I don't know what the old corrections was, but they making us pay for it with the new corrections. It's not working out. Whatever they trying to make work is not working out.
Wow.
So okay. What do you suggest, sir?
I suggest we revamp the whole thing and hire more and fire less. A lot of us are putting our life on the line to work this job for the opportunity. I would say a lot of minorities, we want the money, so we put our life on the line. We miss a lot of time with our family just to make it close to probation and get fired.
And I get it.
Well, be safe over there, bro.
That is a position that doesn't get acknowledged much. In fact, CEOs get a really bad rap most of the time, but that's only because of the bad CEOs out there, though.
Yeah, I was watching a show called The Night Of. The way they portray the correction officers was when they first come in, the correction officers like, if you mess with us, we gonna mess you up. That does not happen at all. We get beat up every day. All day.
That sucks.
Why do y'all get beat up? Why not do more push-ups so you don't get beat up?
Nah, we big body. All COs, we all big body. But it's less that we can do. We can't really defend ourselves. I have a background in boxing. If I use what I naturally know what to do in a situation, I get hit for it. I get written up for it. So a lot of us are scared to do what we know to do naturally. If somebody on the street punches us in the face, we turn around and fight back. But correction teaches us to use what they teach us to do, which may not be suitable in that situation.
You have to follow protocol.
Yeah, you got to follow protocol.
You have to follow protocol.
But you got to make it home, too, brother. You got to make it home at the end of the day, I get it.
Now I got a new respect for the CEOs that be beating up inmates if they got to. I'm being honest with you.
Listen, we getting into it all the time. And for the most part, these inmates, they learning the book so good. We know the book, but they know it a little bit more than us.
Okay.
They're using it against us.
Well, thank you, brother.
The other day, my fellow officer got punched in the face. They turn around, throw their hands up. They know we can't do nothing at
them. Lord have mercy.
That is crazy.
Well, you be safe over there, bro.
That's a fact.
All right,
brother. Man, you the best, man.
Thank you, my brother. Love.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Craig, what's up, Craig?
What's up? How y'all doing this morning?
What up, Craig? Get it off your chest, bro.
Man, T.I., come to the front of the congregation, man.
What T.I. So, do?
He the one that initiated that Kodak Black thing. I think that he done spoke on that man what he did and brought so much attention to the Lauren London thing that now that man's life could be in danger. You got people threatening that he can't come to California, and T.I. was the one that initiated that.
I gotta say that's a little bit unfair, because the person who initiated it was Kodak Black, and he did it publicly on social media. T.I. just responded to Kodak Black.
I get it, but T.I. does that, and for somebody to be acting like they so pro-black and trying to do the right thing now, he needed to just shut his mouth and stop worrying about other people's business. He did the same thing with Lil Wayne.
What do you mean? That's what he's supposed to do. When somebody says something to step out of line, you check him. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it is that he's not in the position to check him because he's phony. One minute, he's that way, and the next minute, he's trying to be tough and all of that. He's a hypocrite. He need to keep his mouth shut.
Would you say this to T.I.'s face?
Probably not.
Oh, man, that little 110-pound can't do nothing with nobody, man. Kodak Black should put paws on him because he don't put that man in danger, man. T.I. initiated that. What Game said, nobody listens to him. He's nothing. Nobody listens to him. But
salute to the Game too.
And while I know I ain't got that much time, but Charlamagne, I like to say I appreciate you for keeping it a buck, whether if it's good or bad with whoever. Nobody is spared when it comes to doing right or wrong. I like the way you called the Game out for being a hypocrite with him saying something about Lauren London. About Kodak. But he sat there and disrespected Kim Kardashian with that other mess that he did.
Yes, sir. So I understand where the Game was coming from, too, though, because, Nipsey was his man. So, those guys are defending Nipsey, and Nipsey is not here to defend himself or his girl. So I get where Game was coming from, though.
Karen.
Yes.
Hey, get it off your chest, Karen.
I think the iHeart is taking from you guys' numbers in the morning.
What you mean?
Okay, so when I look at my phone, it says 105.1, but it says, it's a picture of Adele, and it says, I'm listening to an Adele song.
Really?
I took a screenshot of it, so if you guys have a number, I can send you guys. I can do that.
Yeah, email at thebreakfastclubam@gmail.com so we can complain. This might be like when you go to the movies to buy tickets, and you go get you go to the black movie, but then they give you
Avenger tickets.
Yeah, but
that's
nothing,
what it made
nothing
me
wrong
think,
with Avengers.
When I saw that on my phone, I was like, I need to let them know this.
All right, thank you, Mama. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce your name, Mama.
It's okay. It's Consuela.
Oh, I could have got that
one.
Consuela, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Consuela.
Okay, and congratulations, you just got married?
Yes. Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Okay. How was the wedding?
It was the most magical day of my life.
That's beautiful.
How's the honeymoon?
It was amazing. We just came down to South Beach.
Nice.
So you about 3 weeks pregnant. You about 3 weeks pregnant right now?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, congratulations. Shout him out, man. Shout your husband out.
Thank you. I want to say I love you so much to Louis Corbett III from Columbia, South Carolina.
803.
Yes.
All right. Well, have a good one, mama.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Love you too.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. In the wake of Nipsey Hussle's untimely passing, his mom has a very powerful message which she actually shared, and we'd love to play that for you as well.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Nipsey Hussle.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, as you know, Nipsey Hussle's memorial service is going to be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And before that, his mother, Angelique Smith, actually went on camera, and she wanted to make sure that she sent a message to fans. The whole message is about 9 minutes long, but we do have some of that for you here.
When you live your life, when God dwells inside of you, mm-hmm. There is no fear. Everything is in perfect order, and we have perfect peace. I have perfect peace, and I have strength. And I want to lift you up. Please do not stay down, because Nipsey is great. And now he is even greater.
Yes, he is.
Because he has no bounds and no limits. His energy is everywhere.
Respect. Wow. Dropping the clues, mom, from Nipsey Hussle's mom.
Now let me give you some more from Angelique Smith, who is Nipsey Hussle's mother.
Death is not to be feared. Death is something to prepare yourself for. And when you walk this earth and you do good deeds for people and you are loving and kind, those are the things that will show on your face. You will look more beautiful. Arias looked healthy. He looked clean.
This is beautiful.
Had a glow, and I tell myself, Aramis liked thrilling things, and now my son knows the mystery, the secret rather, to the mystery of life.
Queen Angelique, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not there yet. I hope to get to that peace of mind in my life where I'm okay with death, you know, facing your own mortality and the mortality of others.
You can see how she raised Nipsey, though.
Absolutely.
That was an incredible message.
100%. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that was a really great, because it is hard for a lot of people to put their, just to even figure this out, but it was nice to hear that message from his mom.
Yeah.
I think it was very comforting.
And it's like, we shouldn't cry because he died. We should be happy because he lived. And now
he made such an impact.
Yeah, his energy is everywhere. And Nipsey now serves as a symbol of inspiration. He represents independence, black ownership, empowerment. He's a role model in every sense of the word.
They're also actually naming an intersection after him up Slauson and Crenshaw Boulevard. So that's going to be named after Nipsey as well.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good on any Nipsey Hussle Boulevard. I like that.
All right, now, Nipsey Hussle, this is something that he wouldn't like. You know, they have free tickets to his public memorial service, which is going to be at the Staples Center. But a lot of people got their hands on them, and some scalpers were trying to profit from this, and they were actually selling these tickets for about $500 on the secondary market, $500 each. Now, fortunately, Craigslist and everybody else, all these other sites are actually putting a tag on that, so anybody that's trying to make a quick dollar off of Nipsey Hussle's memorial service is going to get shut down. They are actually showing that the tickets are non-transferable, and that's how they're being distributed. You have to come all together. You got four tickets maximum per group, and everybody has to come together. So
you have to show ID when you come or no?
I don't know if you have to show ID, but I know they're just trying to make it as difficult as possible.
Now, how do we know Nipsey wouldn't like that? Nipsey was a hustler, all right? Nipsey was selling $100 CDs. I think he would respect the hustle.
But there's a lot of people that want to just come see him and pay their respect.
And if you don't have money you want to go pay your respect and you're from L.A. and you want to go, you should be able to. You shouldn't have to pay $500 for a ticket.
But if you got tickets, right, and you want to sell them,
Well, you got them for free. And they gave them to you for free to go pay your respects.
And the whole memorial service is free. And I think we want people who can't even afford to buy that to be able to still attend. It should be an even playing field.
I think Nipsey would respect the hustle.
All right, now.
All money in, baby.
Let's talk about his procession. That's going to go past his store and 25 miles up South LA as well. So that casket is going to travel to a few different landmarks, including his marathon store. Mm. All right, Anthony Hamilton, in the meantime, is set to perform at his memorial, which is dope. He actually has an unreleased track. It didn't make it onto the Victory Lap album that is also recorded in the stash as well. So he doesn't know what song he's going to perform yet to honor Nipsey, but he has a few different options that he's actually choosing between.
That's what I was thinking about yesterday. I wonder if Nipsey Hussle has another body of work somewhere in the stash.
I'm sure he has a lot.
He did put out a single, Racks in the Middle, a couple weeks ago, so usually people put out singles when they got a project ready.
Well, he was always working, though. He was always in the studio working, so I'm sure he has a lot of
I'm hoping
music.
We get another Nipsey Hussle album.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Now, the memorial will be heavily guarded as well. So they said it's got a lot of things to do with the vigil that happened a week before, but they said there'll be all different types of security on hand from members of the LAPD, members of the Nation of Islam, as well as the personnel from the Staples Center. So they said the LAPD is only there to offer assistance to help move traffic and keep the peace and step in if needed. So they said, you know, the family wanted to make sure there was no violence or anything that would take place, especially after there was some chaos that broke out of his vigil last week that left two people shot. So let's make it safe, all right? All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Missy.
Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, fam, I just tried Coca-Cola's new flavor, Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar. Yeah, you heard that right, and they're incredible. Try Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar for yourself at your closest retailer today. And I do want to give a birthday shout-out. One of our listeners just sent us a message and said, can you give my wife a happy birthday shout-out for me, please? So, Shavana, hey, fam. Shavana from Paterson, New Jersey, happy birthday.
You should send us some Coke.
Day, Shavana.
Just send her some Coke. Send her some of that Coke.
Plenty of Coke in Paterson. Any block.
Goodness gracious.
All right.
When we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about these weather conditions. It's a little crazy out there, and they're saying there could be snowstorms in the Midwest.
Wow. It's spring.
All right. And Jesus. Next hour, Jennifer Lopez will be joining
us. Never heard of her.
J-Lo.
So we'll kick it with J-Lo coming up in the next hour. Well, 7 o'clock hour. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, shout to Dwayne Wade. He played in his last home game in Miami and dropped 30.
Drop on the clues bombs for Dwayne Wade.
He'll be in Brooklyn tonight at the Barclays. They'll be playing the Nets, so I'll be there tonight.
Mm-hmm. Jamal Crawford, he scored 51 points. How old is Jamal Crawford?
What, I don't know, 37, 38?
Nah, I got to be older than that, but he scored 51 last night. Shout to him.
Jamal Crawford?
I'm not sure.
About 37, 38?
I'm not sure. And Magic Johnson, he stepped down as the Lakers president. Now,
yeah, that was a surprise move with Magic Johnson stepping down, but I guess he's just tired of all the behind-the-scenes nonsense that he has to deal with. He's tired of the backstabbing, the whispering, a lot of things that went on that didn't have to go on. Here's what he said.
So today, I'm going to step down as the president. I think that I had more fun when I was able to be the big brother and ambassador to everybody. You know, I thought about Dwayne Wade retiring tomorrow, and I can't even tweet it out or can't be there. I was thinking about all those times, all guys who want me to mentor them or be a part of their lives, and I can't even do that.
Magic Johnson is sick of it. He's sick of the Lakers' BS, and we know Magic don't get sick, so I respect his decision. I really believe him when he says he wasn't having fun because he don't got time for the BS. Peace of mind seems like it means a lot to Magic Johnson, and he probably wasn't having peace of mind as president of the Lakers.
Right.
All right, now let's talk about the weather in the Midwest. This is going to be perhaps record-breaking. They said millions of people will face potentially life-threatening conditions as there's going to be a bomb cyclone that sets its sights over there, and they're saying that there could be snow and everything from Colorado to Michigan. There's going to be a complex of winter weather, storm, blizzard, and flood warnings as well. So everybody be careful out there, and if you're traveling,
that's
make sure
crazy.
You pay attention to what's happening. They said there's going to be a foot of snow possible for places like Minneapolis.
It's almost summer. Well, yeah. Springtime.
It's the end of days. You shall not know the seasons. I think that's what it says in the Bible. Something to that effect.
Now, I was watching this morning on CNN. There was an exchange between Maxine Waters, who's the chairwoman of the House Financial Services Committee, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, and that was over the length of his testimony before the committee. I guess he was trying to leave because he had a meeting that he needed to get to, and Maxine Waters kind of handed it to him.
Wish to keep me here so that I don't have my important meeting and continue to grill me, then we can do that. I will cancel my meeting and I will not be back here. I will be very clear if that's the way you'd like to have this relationship.
Thank you. The gentleman, the secretary, has agreed to stay to hear all of the rest of the members.
Okay,
please
so just
cancel
let's
your
clear
meeting
to the press.
And respect our time.
What I've told you is I thought it was respectful that you'd let me leave at 5:15.
You are free to leave anytime you want.
Please dismiss everybody. I believe you're supposed to take the gravel and bang it. That's
please do not instruct me as to how I'm to conduct this committee.
You got to watch that whole exchange. Maxine Waters was getting under his skin, and it's a gavel, not a gravel.
Y'all going to learn about raising your voice around black women or talking back to black women. See, I grew up around my mother, grandmother, aunts, Steve Munchkin or whatever his name is. He never had to pick a switch, never got backhanded from the front seat to the back seat. You ever got backhanded from the front seat to the back seat when your mama driving and you don't know how her arm got all the way back there? Like she missed Incredible or something.
Yeah.
And
then,
bow!
It's
okay?
happened once or twice.
Never got hit with a wooden spoon off the wall in the kitchen. He don't know no better. He just running his mouth.
What was so funny though was that he was trying to like be like, well, fine, I'll cancel my meeting and stay. And she's like, okay, perfect.
Now I will say I can see both sides though.
What?
If I got somewhere to go, I mean, come on, Queen Maxine. I'm sure you've got some place, you've had some place to go to at before. Okay.
You can't go until you're released.
Yeah, and honestly, like,
sounds like she was being a little petty though.
Yeah, but if they're still questioning him. And it's not over. She said that's never been a request like that before where somebody asked to leave.
That is true, though.
It's your job.
If you know you're being questioned, you should make time.
Like, yeah. I wouldn't schedule that meeting.
Yeah, I wouldn't schedule
it. Or maybe send a text like, listen, I'm running late. Hey,
I'm not going to make it home for dinner.
I'm being grilled.
I'm just trying to see both sides here.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your front page news.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Jennifer Lopez will be joining us.
J-Lo.
Jenny from the block.
Never heard of her, but I heard she's a pretty big deal. And
her net worth is $400 million.
Oh yeah, I'm very familiar with Jennifer.
Oh, now you're familiar with her.
No, but also I just want the record to show for all the people that are new to the Breakfast Club. This is Jennifer Lopez's third time here.
Yes, it is.
In our 9-year run, this is not a new phenomenon. Okay, just want to throw that out there.
All right, Jennifer Lopez. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't miss the new docuseries Black Twitter: A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu, based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny. Executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter. A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club.
MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The legendary.
J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez is here.
Thank you.
What's happening?
Welcome back.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me back. I'm excited.
What is it about music that you love so much that would still make you want to go on the damn radio grind? Because you don't need it. You're rich. You're famous. You don't need to be on this radio grind.
I love music.
Okay.
I love making music. I love performing. It's one of my greatest joys, you know?
But does it get annoying because they're dragging you in and out of radio stations?
No. No, you know what? Doing press is probably not my most favorite part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's part of the job. I think we all, you know, if you get lucky enough to do something that you love, mm-hmm. there's still parts of it that you are not, that you don't love.
Now, your new single, Medicine.
Yes.
When I first heard the name, I thought it was talking about weed. Because it's medicine.
Right.
So that's the only medicine out there.
Yeah. I've never been a weed smoker.
And it had French Montana on it. What would you
think? It could have been lean. It was not a bad assumption. No, but, you know, I've never smoked weed. It's not my thing. But, no, it's not. It's just a metaphor for, like, giving somebody a taste of what they do, mm-hmm. you know?
Get your own medicine. That's right. You do it to me. Well, how do you like it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I just had the most awkward moment because I was watching the video because I haven't seen the video yet. So I was watching the video coming down the hall and it's on the phone, so it's loud. And then.
And I was thinking as I was walking because we were coming like this, I was like, where's that music coming from?
And J-Lo comes around the corner and I'm like, oh, okay.
Now, this is, I was like, oh, you're watching it now? Okay.
Stalker alert. But the video is absolutely amazing, by the way. All white, everything.
Number one, it went number one today.
Hey.
Congratulations. Oh,
yes. Very, very excited about that.
You keep it real BX all the time. Like, is he either French or Cardi? Yeah. Like, why is that? Why is that important to you?
I don't try to do things that are not me. I just try to do what I love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I love French. Mm-hmm. And I love Cardi, mm-hmm. you know? And so I try to work with them. Mm-hmm.
When the last time you pulled up to the Bronx, walked in the bodega, got a chopped cheese sandwich?
In the Bronx? When was the last time I was in the Bronx, Lynn? You know, since my grandma, it's never that long. We mm-hmm. always were, by the way, I was there a couple of days ago filming Hustlers there.
Now, where did you go to the strip club? What strip club did you go to in New York City?
We went to the one that used to be Scores. Mm.
So did you learn what the girls did? Like,
no, you know what? It's, as an actress, what you do is you observe. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really just trying to soak up behavior, mm-hmm. soak up feel, atmosphere, you know.
Do they have money there? I thought, like, they had beaver chips. Not that I know, but I heard it was beaver.
What the heck are you talking about?
Up for your wife. If you've been there, you've been there, sir.
I don't know, but I've heard.
I heard it was beaver chips at Scores, no?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry, but go ahead.
There was money.
Okay, money. Okay,
people were throwing money.
Okay, you made it
rain. But, you know, I was, like, watching how they did lap dances, how they different girls performed on stage, the interaction, their attitude, like, I was like, oh, they're happy. Like, everybody's mm-hmm. happy here. Mm-hmm. Like, they're putting off a certain atmosphere. But then I was like, tried to talk to some of them and feel like what they really think mm-hmm. of, like, what's going on. I did not get a lap dance. I was like, it was like my first time. So I was like a little bit like just like looking at everything.
That's your first time in a strip club?
Well, I went to a strip club many years ago when I did the movie Money Train to get a body double. They were like, you should go to the room and just pick out.
Why the hell would J-Lo need a body double?
I didn't
want to be nude.
I didn't want to do nudity.
Gotcha.
I was like my second movie. I was young and scared.
You said back then, so now you're okay.
I'll do a little bit more, but mm-hmm. I'm still not a full nudity person. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't feel comfortable with that.
Right.
So
you'll be all over the gram.
Oh,
you're like,
God.
Here's J-Lo.
Did you let your boyfriend get a lap dance?
First of all, it's not let or not let.
It is let
yes,
or not
it is let.
Let
or not
you,
let.
Yeah, when you with your girlfriend, it is let or not let.
Wait, it's fiance.
Fiance to you.
Yeah, we were boyfriend and girlfriend, and now we're fiance. Maybe now there's a let situation.
Right.
Now there's more of a let situation.
It should have been a let then.
It's let then. Yeah.
Listen, if I got J-Lo on my side, I'm not just going to be like, hey, let me go get a lap dance.
No,
like,
right.
Baby, may I please?
Right. I'm not going to say that. Please.
No, he was.
Suggest.
By the way, right. I did not suggest.
Matter of fact, I wouldn't even ask. Look, that's true. I wouldn't even ask.
Yes, how dare you even ask?
Exactly.
No,
I don't.
Yeah, are you sure?
He did that.
What if you insist?
If you insist.
Yeah, okay. By the way, that's exactly what happened.
He's smart man.
He didn't say anything. And then we talked to some girls. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I was like, right at the end, as we were about to leave, I go, babe, did you want to get a dance or something? He was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm like,
okay. Good answer.
Yeah.
You was just testing him anyway.
Great answer.
Exactly. You was just testing him anyway.
That's great a trap. Answer.
If he had said yes, Jenny from the block would have came out quick. Raise out the purse. You know what I'm saying?
It would have been,
But let's talk about Hustlers, right? The movie that you're working on.
Yes.
That looks like it's, let's talk about the whole theme of it because I think people have to realize how it is empowering for women.
Well, I think, you know, this is me playing a role. Mm-hmm. This is us telling a story. Movies mm-hmm. are about telling stories about slices of life. And that's how I see this piece. I see it like how you saw like Goodfellas and you went inside the mafia.
Yeah, in
right?
that world. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you delve into that world and it's an underground world and you don't know about it and things are going on. And it's the same thing. That's how I see this mm-hmm. movie. It's like going into this world from the women's perspective and seeing what it's like and the things that they do and where they feel empowered and where they feel kind of desperate. And I find that very interesting.
What are some of
the, and there's no judgment in it. You know what I mean? This world, this came across, you know, I get a lot of script submissions and different things. And I just felt like the role was a gritty, good role for me. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I've never done anything like this. And it's scary to me. I'll tell you the truth. It's a scary role for me to take on because I've never really exposed myself in this way, kind of emotionally. And I've also never played a character, like I've always played like in my romantic comedies and out of sight. I'm always the good person on the good side of the law. Not where it's so blurred a little bit. That's what I liked playing Harley from Shades of Blue because I got to kind of like good person doing bad things.
Well, did you call?
And you realize that most people are like that. We're good people, and most people are good, but we do the sometimes.
We're flawed. We're human.
Yeah, exactly, sweetie. So that's kind of like the interesting thing for me. And this girl's a little bit more. This character that I'm playing is a little bit more on the bad side of things, like something things that I wouldn't, you know, necessarily do in my own life.
Well, did you call Cardi? Because she's from
that
world.
I did call Cardi. I called
what
Cardi.
Was that conversation
and
like?
It was a good conversation. I was like, listen, baby, I have this movie that I'm producing and starring in. There's a really, you know, interesting role. And by the way, you can do any role. And she's, I had never done a movie. And we just talked about it. And I said, this is what it is about. When she was like, listen, I come from that world. Mm-hmm. I understand it. I said, it's not something that you'll have to get like an acting coach and do. I was like, it's your natural, like who you are. That's all you'll have to do. Cause I didn't want to feel out of her comfort zone either. I'd love to pick your brain. And, you know, we had a conversation about it and the life and what it was like and what it did for her and how she felt in it. And she was really, she was like, I'm going to be part of it. She was, I don't know how big a part of it I could be, but I'm going to be part of it. And then she signed on. So it was a great thing.
All right, we got more with J-Lo. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. EJ, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. J-Lo is in the building. Yee.
What are some things that you learned about these women since we talk about how complex their characters are, their motivations?
Yeah.
They're hustlers.
Yeah, they are hustlers. You know, I think it's hard to talk about it. I think you just need to see the movie. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a very interesting film. It's going to be and it's sexy, okay, and it's cool, and it has all of those things that you want. They're, you'll have to see the movie. You'll have to see the movie. But yeah, I mean, obviously, those are things that are going
to happen. I'm excited to see you on the pole. Because let me tell you something. When we go to the strip club, and I don't like when girls don't...
when they're not good on the...
Yeah, when they can't...
It's so funny. Cardi was like, I was like, yo, I'm learning how to dance on a pole, do pole dancing. I said, it's really hard.
It's not easy.
Cardi,
it is so hard. Yeah, and she said, I'm really good at it.
No, Cardi.
She was like, and she was like, but it took me years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I'm getting the crash course. And I'm telling you, I had never had so many bruises in my life.
Yeah.
All over my legs. Mm-hmm. I'm bad. Like somebody had taken a bat to my legs and beat them up. And it's a
not
hard thing.
Not a good reference when your fiance is an ex-baseball player.
right. But no, it was the pole. But when you start getting it a little bit, it's really fun.
I always wonder about the dynamic between you and Cardi. Like, what similarities do you see it between y'all, being two young women from the Bronx?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're both from the Bronx. We're both Latina. We both, you know, had to kind of find our way and, you know, I started as a dancer. She started as a dancer. You know what I mean? Maybe in different ways, but kind of the same. And you know, just listening to her. I told you, I used to watch her on Instagram before she had music out or anything like that. You know, and this is like how the girls I grew up with talked.
Well, see, that's the difference, right? Like, you didn't have to navigate, you know, your way to stardom in this world of transparency like she did. So, like, when you came right out the Bronx, were you that raw and... You know,
I was like, if you see me as a fly girl, like sometimes there's one interview out there where they like interviewed me the day I came out of the Bronx to go be a fly girl. My accent was so crazy. I'm like, who is that? Like, because afterwards, I had to lose my accent and I had to learn different accents to like play Mexican or play this or play that. And so it kind of goes away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when I hear myself, I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I used to talk. I had that heavy Bronx Latin accent.
Do you bring any of that back to the bedroom with Alex?
Oh my God.
I'm the reason I asked.
So interesting.
I'm going to tell you why. When I bring my wife to the strip club, that night, it's Way different because
it's more exciting.
It's more exciting.
Let's say
sexual.
We keep it clean. It's more exciting.
There you go.
See, I thought you were talking about her being Latino. I'm like, of course she brings that to the bedroom.
Right. And I was gonna say, and I didn't get where he was going.
I'm talking about the
he went back to the strip club. We weren't even talking about that.
It's funny in his phone. He has me as Bronx.
BX. No, I don't like
borough.
That.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's okay.
It needs to say. Wifey.
Now.
Oh, now it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but from the beginning, it was always like Bronx.
So what
Bronx.
Did you do when you saw other boroughs popping up?
There was no other boroughs.
Okay.
Now, you also did this whole no sugar, no carbs thing.
Yes.
That looked very, very difficult, but it was amazing. I don't think I could do that.
It was hard. Mm-hmm. It was hard. I'm not going to lie. Listen, when you
no sugar,
go,
no carbs, no fruit.
No like, fruit.
Oh, my goodness.
No fruit, what no tomatoes. Eat? We ate a lot of meat. Vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cheese has no sugar in it. Some cheeses. You know, things like that. Like, you just have to stay away from egg whites, things like that.
How long did you do that for?
I did, when the first time we did it, our trainer challenged us for 10 days. Because, again, Hustlers was kind of looming. And we had, like, a month and a half to go or whatever. And I was like, I really got to make a change. Like, I got to do something. I want my body to look different. And he was like, okay. He was like, well, let's do this. And he's like, it's going to reset your body. He goes, and then we'll do it periodically until you have your big scenes. And so that's what we did. But it was hard. It's hard.
When you say you wanted your body to look different, what did you mean? Because there's never been a time where J-Lo hasn't looked great.
But I just wanted like a different look. I just wanted, I'd never lifted before. I've never done stuff like that. And not that I was trying to get like a bodybuilder type body, but I just wanted it to be like, you don't want to go up on stage and be like, people be like, what is she doing up there? You know what I mean? Like in a G-shirt, you don't want that.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I just need to be in a different kind of shape. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All these girls are going to be in their 20s. And I want to look like I'm in my 20s.
You look better than these women in their 20s.
No, I'm just saying. I have my insecurities as well.
Have you met yourself?
So I just wanted to make sure.
What insecurities?
I have a lot. Yeah, I mean, just
really?
Like anybody. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
About your body?
Oh, I've always loved my body. And my mother raised me that way, too, because everybody in my family had, like, a big butt. It wasn't a weird thing, like, when you get around like thin people, like that we had curves, that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like when you go out to Hollywood, they just right away try to mold you into something different. And I just wasn't willing to conform. I was just like, no, this is who I am. And that's why I got, I think, a lot of attention at the beginning, because I was kind of so contrarian to what was out there at the time when I first got out there. And I was vocal about it. And that's why I think people, you know, kind of even gravitated towards me in the beginning, because I was very unapologetic about, like, this is who I am. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm from the Bronx. I used to always say that. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm from the Bronx. I have this kind of body. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, so it was
could you ever
part
see yourself
of my narrative.
Doing a J-Lo story? Because you do have such an interesting background and just where you are today, where you started off. And I'm sure there's things about you we have no idea about, even before you got on Living Color and everything. Is that something you've considered?
It has come up. I don't think it's the time yet. Mm-hmm. I still have a lot more to do before my story's told, I think. Yeah.
But there's so much even before now.
Yeah.
Like, up to a certain point.
Yeah.
Fist fights in the Bronx when you was a young.
I might have had a fist fight or two.
You remember
when I was
last
little.
Fight you was in?
The last fight?
Yeah.
Like this fight? Like this?
Definitely you didn't win. You didn't win too many.
That's
of them.
A win now.
You didn't win too many of them. No. I don't know what that
First
was.
First of all, I don't think women should fight. I think that's super low class. Like that, women. We're queens. We should carry ourselves in that way. Like
that
I don't,
sounds good, but you're from the Bronx.
I am.
And you're doing
a
strip club movie. Yes. There's some fights.
But
let's
not
clubs.
That I can't. By the way, we filmed a scene the other day where we fought a little bit. You know what I mean? I can act. There's a difference between how I act in a movie and how I act in real life and who I am in real life.
All right, we got more with J-Lo when we come back. Let's get into a J-Lo mini mix and let's get her new joint on as well. Hit me up with your favorite J-Lo joint. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny. Executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter. A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, a people's history, is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. J-Lo is here. Charlamagne?
Did you think you would still look this way at 50?
I didn't really think about it.
Never?
I hope that I could stay healthy and everything like that, like anybody else. Like, I'm like, when I get old. And you see inspiration photos of different people and stuff like that, and you're like, oh. You could look good when you're 70. You know, remember that old picture, I don't know, in the gym of the old man with the six pack? Did you ever see that picture? Mm-hmm. That used to inspire me so much. I was just like, you know what? You can get better every day in some way.
Every old man I see in the gym.
Mentally, emotionally.
Is white with a small penis, and he's in the locker room.
You know what? Their penis is
naked. And I'm like, why are you naked?
Do you work out?
Yes, I do.
Of course.
Oh, damn. No, I don't, J-Lo.
It was a question I knew the answer to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, you should start working out.
She's good at that.
Now, you also have a tour coming up for your birthday.
I do have a tour coming up. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to come.
We would love to.
I know you're like only going to like hip-hop concerts and all the hard
That's
stuff.
Not
come
true.
To my
no.
show. Come to my show.
That's right. So when does the tour start?
The tour starts in June.
Mm-hmm. I saw probably. Miami's the last date. That looks like that's the one to go to.
It's going to be fun. Well, that's our real birthday. That's mine and Alex's. But mine's is the 24th. His is the 27th. This is like the party tour, the birthday tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you both are Leos?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's hard. it's hard
My
when the Leos come
Leo.
Out.
She's hard-headed.
Yeah, it's hard when the Leos come out. Mm-hmm. And we're both so like bossy, strong alphas. So it's like the combining of that. But I think we have so much respect for each other because of that it makes us like love each other more. Like, you are a beast. He's like, you're a beast. I'm like, no, you're a beast.
Is that what you love about this relationship the most?
I think I do. I have never been with somebody who grinds in the way I do, where I'm like, you need to slow down. You need to stop. Never have I said that to anybody.
I hate to bring up old stuff, but you did used to date Mr. Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Who's Can't Stop, Won't Stop?
Diddy, he's Diddy. A
oh,
he's a hell of a hustler. Like,
no, he was, yeah, he yeah. was. But I was, I don't yeah. know. We didn't, we never lived together. We never. I was talking more about my like relationships where we lived together and everything. Mm-hmm. We were like boyfriend and girlfriend when we were little. You know, I feel like that was such a long time ago. Gotcha. You know, it was a different type of relationship.
Did you see when he commented on one of your posts?
Yes. Yeah.
And A-Rod checked him immediately. Like he was supposed
to. That was a violation. I mean, that was a violation.
Yes, but he just so you guys know, he wrote Alex after that.
And apologize.
Yeah, he was like, I didn't mean anything, but I have nothing but respect for you guys. I'm so happy for you guys. Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we were together so many years ago. Mm-hmm. It's just like we were kids.
You and A-Rod seem very in love.
We love each other. We do. We have a lot of love and respect and admiration mm-hmm. for each other. I also have never been with somebody who, like, lets me be the full
shine
J-Lo of all of myself and all the sides of me. Like that makes me really happy. Because you always want somebody that you get like a little jealous of something or a little something. And he's like, just go, baby. Just go.
He checked Diddy, though. He immediately.
He no. He doesn't play. He's a crazy Dominican. He will. Diddy does not. Do not disrespect that man.
Did you know he was going to propose when he did?
You know, we had talked a little bit about it. And we had gone back and forth. Like, where is this going? What are we doing? Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's been a couple years. But I didn't know he was going to propose that weekend. He was just like, we should go away because we have so much work the rest of the year. And we were like dabbling in January and February, like setting everything up and doing everything as far as work is concerned. But we knew like once I started Hustlers for the rest of the year, it was like Hustlers, tour, next movie, Sunday Night Baseball, Fox World Series. Like it just goes.
Too much.
So we were like, so I think he just was like, let's just go away. He said it in January.
Mm-hmm. Was it his flyer that looked on Instagram?
It was so...
They looked dope. It
was so amazing. And afterwards, I think the best part is that we were both so happy. It was almost like it was a weight lifted off. It was like, okay, no, now we're really doing this. Now we're... Like, we knew we were going to be together, but until you take that step, you don't... You know, there's always a like, well, don't mess up. You don't mess up. And I... But now it's like, okay, no matter what happens, we're going to work
it together.
Out. Did he call the family first?
He told me, he called my mom and my dad and talked to them just to get their blessing, he said. And then, by the way, he didn't tell anybody. He did it all by himself. Like, he got the ring. I was like, who helped you? Somebody had to help you.
I was
like,
going to ask you about the ring.
I did it. And his friend started hitting him up like, I can't believe you didn't tell me.
Really?
Right.
Oh, I was sorry. I was like, you didn't tell anybody.
He didn't need that news to get leaked out.
Him take out the ring or something. No?
He did it all by himself.
Did he ask you
and then he showed me
rings
videos
beforehand? Like, ever discuss it? Like, what kind of rings do you like?
No, but he, you know, now that I think about it, going up to it, you know, I have, like, rings. And so he was like, how many carats is that one? What is that? Like, he was asking questions. Like, it was like...
Subtle.
Yeah.
You had a hater right after your engagement, though.
Tell me.
Jose Canseco. He said A-Rod was cheating on you.
Yeah.
I thought he was hating.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. I know what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
I know who he is. He knows who I am. We're just happy. We're not going to let, like, other people come out and tell us what our relationship is. I know what our relationship is.
Right.
But J-Lo got to go, so...
Do I have to go? Okay.
They said you got
to
go.
I was having a nice conversation
here. Can I have
here?
One more question? This is about the Motown tribute.
Okay.
Because you received backlash.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, do you think you should have declined that offer?
No, I think it was the right thing to do, you know? And it's funny because when... It surprised me, but at the same time, it didn't. And I was like, okay, so what do you do in this? Do you back down and just let, like, people who are bullying you online make you not do something that you were gonna do and that you wanna do and that you love? My kids were in the car when we got the call and they were like, Mommy, why don't they want you to do it? What's going on? And for a minute, I was gonna drop out and I was just like, and I spoke to the producers and I spoke to Berry Gordy and I spoke, you know, we know, you know, Benny knows everybody and spoke to Stevie Wonder, you know, we spoke and we were like, what do you think? They're like, please do it, just do it. Motown music was for everybody. We made music for everybody and that you were inspired by that and you know all these songs. And you know, Barry's been to my show and he loves me as a performer and he was like, I can't think of anybody that I would want to have do it. I love the way you perform. This is amazing. He was so happy when he heard I was doing it. It was just a nice thing. I was just like, okay, it'd be easy for me to drop out. One less thing to do.
Right.
Trust me, I was busy at the time. Mm-hmm. But afterwards, I felt like, I told my kids when I said, I'm gonna go do it. They smiled, they looked at me, they smiled at me, they're like, good mommy. Like, you didn't let them, like, let you back
bully
down
and you know,
bully and push you around. And I think it was an important lesson for that reason alone. And I had a great time doing it. And we celebrated afterwards and we bought down the house that night. It was in the room, it was magic. It was magic. And it's like, part of the fear of going out there was kind of overcome, but also validated by how people just enjoy music and dancing and performing. And we all should be united in that way.
Gotcha.
So music is medicine.
Well, we appreciate you for joining
us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer Lopez. J-Lo. And it's The Breakfast Club. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout out to Cardi B. Cardi B left a message on my Instagram post the other day. And she was like, a lot of people are inspired by rappers, but she was like, thank you, Envy. You inspire me to invest more into real estate.
Hey.
Thought that was pretty dope. So shout out to Cardi B.
I said they bought up like a whole block or something.
Yeah, Cardi
like
B buying
houses.
Yeah, Cardi
like
B and Offset's buying a lot of property, and I'm proud of them, man. I'm happy for them. In ownership, there's going to be a lot of investments and a lot of homes for the baby. So
as they should.
Absolutely. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kodak Black.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kodak Black and T.I. are still having a back and forth.
That's still now, happening.
Yes, it's still happening. Now, this has gotten restarted because T.I. decided to take out Kodak Black's installation at his trap museum, his trap music museum. And this is how Kodak Black responded.
Call that other that museum. Bitch, I ain't give y'all permission to put me up there anyway.
He said he didn't give you permission anyway to put it up there. So
you got a point. I mean, he does have a point. Did
then he said something to T.I. about fix your lip, right? Because when T.I. first had posted the video.
That's so petty.
What does that mean? Like fix your mouth? Like watch your mouth?
No, I think he was saying there was something on his lip in the video when he was talking. It looked like some type of, I guess he has a bump or a scar. But T.I. responded to that. Here's what T.I. said.
Yo, lady said she loved my scar. Walked in front of a swing at elementary school.
So T.I., just so you know what that is, that's a scar.
Why is T.I. explaining
so
this
petty,
situation.
Man.
This is why you got to stay off social media, because you be on social media arguing. And Kodak really is a little kid. Little kid like, fix your lip. And now everybody on social media like, oh, what's on your lip? What's on your lip? What's on your lip? Now you on social media explaining that you got hit by a swing when you was a kid. Like, man, come stop. Who cares?
It's got to be painful, man.
What's got to be painful?
Walking into a swing?
Man,
he was probably four. He don't remember that. But now, come on.
I'm sure he remembers.
If somebody was talking about your lip, you would definitely be like, look, this ain't no whatever on my lip. This has happened before.
If I have a birthmark right above my lip, and people always are like, what is that above your lip?
I'll be damned if I explain that on social media to a bunch of people who I don't know.
Mm. Okay? I explain every day that I'm really black and I'm not Dominican, okay?
Well, we don't believe you.
See?
You guys do be explaining stuff. All right, now R. Kelly was paid $22,000 for that club perform. Well, he actually showed up just to host. He had to go there for 1 hour. He went on the mic for about 28 seconds. Only 50 people showed up, so sounds like a loss for whoever the promoter was.
Hell yeah, that was a loss. Jeez.
That's what you get for investing in the Satan promoter. Like, why would you invest into that?
I don't know.
Like, you know good and well all the negative energy surrounding R. Kelly. You know what R. Kelly is about. Why would you invest in that as a promoter?
I don't know.
All right, now let's go to a TMZ correction. We told you about Boosie getting arrested after a drug and gun situation found in the car. He was released after posting $3,500 bond. Now, originally they said that Antonio Allen was in the car with Boosie, and he's a former NFL player with the Jets. Well, it turns out that's not who that was. It was a different person who also was named Antonio Allen.
If I'm Antonio Allen that plays for the Jets, I'm suing.
Absolutely.
Or Ernest Bond, I'm suing.
Or you black people look alike. Goodness gracious.
My team called me. My team said that I got arrested in Atlanta with drugs and guns. I'm suing.
Is that what they think? Goodness gracious.
Somebody did a poor job of vetting who Antonio Allen really was.
Yeah, absolutely right.
All right, now Ella Mai, she tweeted something out that was very un-Ella Mai-ish. She said, I'd be so embarrassed if someone brung me on stage and the only thing I could sing was someone else's song because nobody knew my actual music. Poor thing. Now, she did since delete that tweet. Who was she talking about? Well, you know, there's been this situation with her and Jacquees. And, you know, Jacquees did recently perform with Tory Lanez, and here's what happened. So, yeah, he did his remix to Ella Mai's Trip during his opening set, and I guess Ella Mai wasn't feeling that yesterday. So, Dreezy stepped in, because, you know, Dreezy is dating Jacquees. She said, first of all, he hate performing that song. They put him on the spot, and he did what he was supposed to do. Every single he dropped is gold or platinum. Humble yourself, girl. Now, Jacquees responded, me and DJ Mutt had already cleared this up. We plan on working. We on the next page. I'm doing what I do. Much success to you, Ella Mai.
Now, if all your singles are gold or platinum, why didn't you perform one of your singles?
I mean, people like
because he was coming out with Tory Lanez and the DJ played it, so he came out and he sang that song.
So the DJ played the song that he thought was the hottest. So he doesn't think that one of the songs that's gold to platinum is the hottest. He thinks his Ella Mai cover is the hottest.
I don't know if that's all he performed, but I guess people are familiar with that too. So I don't know. Anyway, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, four after the hour, we're going to discuss whether or not helping people is really worth it. Because all I'm seeing nowadays is a bunch of people helping people, and the people that's helping are the ones that end up getting hurt. So let's discuss.
Okay. All right, we'll get it. And Natina, I want you to look at your phone, please.
Okay.
You can say that off the air.
All right.
Good morning, Natina.
Good morning, Natina. Donkey Day's up next is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Celebrate 25 years of moving the culture forward at the 2019 Essence Festival presented by Coca-Cola, July 4th through the 7th in New Orleans. Featuring performances by Missy Elliott, Mary J. Blige, Nas, Her, among 50 more. Register for free events and buy tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
All right.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of
Florida.
That's right. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Because Florida full of fools. That's why. Salute to the great state of Florida. Donkey of the day for Wednesday, April 10th, goes to a Florida man. His name is Ezekiel Hicks. Listen, man, I do not come in here every day and say, hey, what did people in Florida do crazy today? That is never my intent, but it's so many teachable moments that come from Florida, and it's things that make me think and question life often. And today's lesson is something that I have been thinking about lately, and that thing I have been thinking about is good deeds. Now, personally, I love doing good deeds. I love doing things for people, and the reason today's donkey hits home is because this is something I would do. Not only something I would do, I've had homeboys do this exact same thing. In fact, I remember being in Atlanta one year after Lil Duval's Born Day party. I don't even remember what year it was. Drop on the clues bomb for Lil Duval. And Lil Duval did what the victim in this situation has done, all right? The victim, his name is Craig Brewer. He's 41 years old, and he is indeed a giver, a good Samaritan, who was dining in a Waffle House and decided, you know what, I'm going to pay for some people's food in here today. Not only did he pay for other people's food, he started passing out $20 bills to customers. Now, this is something I would do. Not passing out money to random people, but if I'm in line somewhere and someone is in front of me and if they tell me, like, they listen to The Breakfast Club or they read my book, something like that, I'll pay for their food. Or sometimes I see people and people and they can't afford to purchase everything that they ordered, and instead of, you know, having them have to put things back, I'll pay for it. You know, other times I pay for people's food just because the Spirit moved me to do it. I truly believe no one has ever become poor from giving, okay? I truly believe that the happiest people are not those getting more, but those that are giving more. Also, let's be clear on this, okay? It's people listening to me right now who will start hitting me with requests to pay rent and give them down payments for cars, help them with mortgages. No, that's not what the hell I'm saying or talking about, okay? I like to give when I like to give, not when you ask me to give. It's a difference. But Craig Brewer was in there showing love. You know what I'm saying? Paying for people's meals at Waffle House, handing out $20 bills, living his best life, being a blessing to others, as we all should be. And then here comes Satan. First of all, I want to poll the room. If you were in a restaurant and someone decided to pay for people's food and hand out $20 bills, how would you feel, Angela Yee?
I would say, what a blessing.
How would you feel, Envy?
Same thing. What a blessing.
Drum, rub your beard if you think it's a blessing. All right. Well, what if he paid for everyone's food but didn't pay for yours? Mm. Or one of the people you was with, how would you feel? How would you feel, Yee?
Targeted.
How would you feel?
Still a blessing, still a blessing.
Yeah, you happy for everybody else,
absolutely,
right?
Still grateful for everybody else.
Drum, what about you? Rub your beard if you think that you'd be offended.
So they pay for everybody except for these two people?
This is the story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to WTSP CBS 10 for the report to see how Ezekiel Hicks acted.
A Good Samaritan was shot and killed over the weekend while he was handing out $20 bills and paying for meals for people at a Waffle House in Gainesville. Witnesses say Craig Brewster got into an argument with a woman who got upset that he didn't pay for her meal. That's when the 25-year-old named Ezekiel Hicks, who's a friend of the customer, got involved. Deputies say Hicks left the restaurant, grabbed a gun, went back inside and shot Brewer in the head. Hicks is now facing first-degree murder charges.
Whoa.
What?
I can't believe somebody would take it that far.
Florida. 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 You know, it's a lot to unpack here, okay? The sense of entitlement some people feel.
Wow.
All right? The sense of entitlement some people feel and the rejection aspect. I really feel like so many of us have been rejected in real life since we were kids, so we don't know how to handle it as adults. You know how kids have temper tantrums when they don't get what they want? If you don't nip that in the bud when they're young, they get older and don't know how to handle rejection and think they can get everything they want by making a whole lot of noise. All right, Ezekiel, Craig Brewer didn't owe you or your homegirl anything. If he chooses to pay for some people's meals in Waffle House, if he chooses to pass out $20 bills to people and skips you, so what? That's not your blessing. Pay for your patty melt plate yourself and keep it moving. All right, who was going to pay for your all-star breakfast if Craig Brewer wasn't there that day, huh? This is what I be talking about when I speak on the fragile male ego. Rejection leads to resentment, which often leads to retaliation. And this is yet another example. And people like Ezekiel make you question whether it's really worth it to help. Because all I'm seeing is a bunch of helpers being hurt because they choose to help. Why do we continue to hurt the very people that God sent to help us? When I hear things like this, when I see situations like Nipsey Hussle, it really makes you want to mind your business and either help people from afar or don't help at all. When I give, I am giving, not expecting anything in return. I repeat, when I give, I am giving, not expecting anything in return, especially violence. All right? They say no one is useless in this world who lightens the burdens of another. Well, what about when lightening the burden of others becomes a burden to you? Strange, cold world we live in, people. Please give Ezekiel Hicks the biggest hee-haw. A matter of fact, let Remy Ma give him the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Jeez. All right.
Cold world, bro.
Thank you for that donkey today. Mm-hmm. Up next, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need advice, relationship advice, or any type of advice, hit Yee right now. The number again is 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, y'all, man? This is Jay from Jacksonville.
What's up, bro? What's your question for Yee?
Yeah, man. Hey, I need some advice, man. My ex-girlfriend, she got pregnant by me and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So now, like, I guess she's pushing me away, man. Now she's the one telling me, like, she don't want anything with me now. And I'm just looking to put it, like, not knowing what to do now. And I feel like everything I do is wrong, so, you know?
Right.
Kinda.
So you guys aren't together, but you guys are having a baby together.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I mean, all you can do is, A, just make sure you handle your responsibilities because you are a father and you want to make sure that she's as healthy as possible while this baby is in her body before she actually gives birth. So I would make sure that you don't do anything that's going to be stressful to her right now. If it's that she doesn't really need you around, just let her know that you are willing to do things with her, but don't give her any added stress. So if that means you tell her, if you need me to come to any doctor's appointment, I would love to be there, but I understand and I want to respect whatever it is that you want. And I want to let you know that when this baby is here, I will do my best as far as being a father, and I'll be there and handle my responsibilities. All I need you to do is let me know what you need from me. And I think it's just important for you to be supportive, but not pushy and not angry.
Yeah, yeah. See, the thing is, I've kind of tried that, but I feel like maybe she just had her out, and I feel like now she don't want like anything. But,
well, is she angry at you for some reason?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't really know why.
Are you sure the baby's yours?
I mean, that's what she says, man. You know, but.
Well, until the baby's here, if he feels like that's his, you know, of course, I would definitely get a paternity test just because, you know, that's necessary since you guys aren't even in a relationship. But why did y'all break up?
Well, maybe for the same reason. She said she wasn't ready for the baby and whatnot. And so, I mean, you know, I'm a little, like, confused about it, you know? Like, I don't know myself, so.
All right, and I'm sure her hormones are all over the place right now, too.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's nervous. You know, to have a baby, she's probably scared. She doesn't know what's going to happen in the future. So I just think it's important for you to respect whatever her wishes are and to be supportive. That's it. That's all you can do.
Okay, then. All right. Well, that's fine, then.
Okay.
All right, well, yeah, appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a nice day.
And that's dope, Julian, that you really want to be there for that. I think that's incredible. Sometimes people break up and they feel like they don't have any responsibilities.
Yeah. All right, then. Bye. Thank you, though. Yeah,
you're welcome. I feel like he wasn't telling us the whole story.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that at all.
Okay.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, that's Dwayne.
Dwayne, what's up? What's your question for you, bro?
Oh, I had the question, with the climate of the industry nowadays, is it important to have management to succeed as a rapper?
Well, I will say this. It's important to have the right management, not just any management.
Well, I mean, I don't guess I'm too much frustrated because I know I have good music, but nobody knows who I am because I don't have management. I don't really put myself out there. Mm-hmm. And I work a 9-to-5, so I'm obligated to taking care of my kids. So I just wanted to know, how could I get management?
Mm-hmm. I think you have to build up a following for yourself. You don't want to do that too early. Now you should find some people that's a tribe for you that can be helpful and do things for you. But I don't know if you need to officially have a manager. It might be more important to have somebody that can run around with you, somebody that you trust. Because if it's somebody that doesn't have experience or connections, it's not going to really do that much for you. But if you have people around you that believe in you and can grind for you, and maybe producers, writers, other artists, that's important.
Okay. All right. I understand that.
All right, Dwayne, why don't you give out your, you know, your YouTube or your Instagram page so people can check you out?
Yeah. See, that's the crazy thing. I don't have any of that.
Damn.
Dwayne, you got a long ways to go.
Yeah, I figured that's what you guys would say. I've been listening to you guys. I didn't even think I was going to get through, but I just know what I got on my side, so.
How's anybody going to find you if no one can find you, if you're not findable?
yeah, you're right. I think that's my problem. You know what I mean? I just been that perfect artist waiting for everything to be perfect before I put it out because I mix and engineer and write everything myself. So I'm kind of sensitive about
stop
it.
Stop thinking people are going to steal your stuff. Stop thinking that you got to do everything yourself and keep everything to yourself. There's no point in having any type of talent if only you know about it.
But wonder why he not on, but he not putting himself on, not even putting no music out.
Nah, Charlamagne, I was waiting for you to jump in, man. I appreciate everything y'all be doing and everything. No hate or nothing. But nah, I don't wonder why I'm not on. I already know why I'm not on, but...
Well, go get on. Dwayne, go get on.
You need to change that now, brother.
Yeah, that was just messed up. You had an opportunity to promote yourself just now, and you couldn't even do that on this huge platform.
Well, with that, I wasn't expecting to be put through, so...
Well, what did you call for, Dwayne?
My goodness,
well, man. Just to see if I could get through and talk on the radio.
Lord have mercy!
Okay.
Dwayne, you have a good one, bro.
Oh,
you
my
keep
God.
Pushing.
Lord have mercy,
we'll pray
boy.
For you.
Why were you living a strange era?
I was actually just hoping that Charlamagne was going to say spit something, and I was just going to spit something for you, but...
Nah,
it's all good.
This is Angela Yee segment. If she tell you to spit something, you just spit something.
Why would he tell you to do that?
Do you want him to spit?
Because he always chiming in.
Yeah, you want him to spit now. I want you to spit, bro.
You should have been said that you want to spit something.
And he said you done wasted too much time.
All right, bro. You have a good one, man.
All right, we'll look for your YouTube later. Bye, Dwayne.
We gave him a shot, man.
That's messed up, yeah.
Sorry, fam. All right. Ask Yee 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We got rumors on the way?
Yes. Let's talk about Tiffany Haddish. She was on social media, and apparently she's been going through some things. We'll tell you what they are.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Stacey was very pissed off at today's
Donkey of the Day. Well, explain to people who Stacey is.
Stacey is a friend of Ezekiel Hicks, the 25-year-old man who allegedly, and according to all outlets, killed the Good Samaritan for paying for, because the Good Samaritan was paying for everybody's food in Waffle House.
Stacey said the story didn't happen like that.
That's what he said, but I'm going to play his call back during the Donkey of the Day replay.
Yeah, after the next, about next 30 minutes, we're going to play that call back.
Yes.
And he gave me some good advice, too.
He said, how dare we get our news from the newspaper or the news? That's what he said. That's what he said.
Kind of said that.
No, he ain't kind of say that. That's what he said.
He kind of said that.
How dare we get our news from the news?
He kind of said that.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he gave me some good advice about you, too.
No, he didn't. go hang with guys like Stacey and see what happens.
Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Birdman.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Birdman was on Drink Champ. Shout out to Nori.
What up, Nori?
At DJ EFN.
What up, EFN?
All right, now, he did talk about what happened on The Breakfast Club, and here's what he had to say about that moment.
I just had some shit on my chest. Really, with Charlamagne.
Okay. God damn you, Charlamagne.
I just wanted to see him face to face and let him know. You heard me? Slime, stop playing with me. All right. Respect me. Mm-hmm. You disrespecting my name. You playing with me up here.
Right. Put some respect on his name. Yeah, we got respect on your name over here. We want you to know that.
Nori is crazy.
Dropping the clues bombs for Nori. You can go watch On the Run Eatin' Season 1 on Hulu right now. Me and Nori are the executive producers of that. It's on Hulu right now.
Okay. So that's what he said. And then he also talked about issues between Cash Money and No Limit and how they just ain't F with each other. It wasn't any beef, nothing like that, but they just never vibed.
Salute to Birdman, though. I mean, Birdman, I mean, that's going to go down in, radio history.
It is. Have you ever spoke?
I've never spoken you to, never Birdman spoke to Birdman in my life.
All right, now Tiffany Haddish was on social media, and it looks like she's been going through some things. She said, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night so hurt. I don't know if it's from my past, from something right now, or what is to come. All I do know is I thank God for letting me wake up, and I cry away the hurt so I can clear space for what feels good, love, and success. Now, she did say she's been going to therapy for years as well, and she also said, I like to believe crying is nothing but a removal of old beliefs and a replacement of new ones. I mean, at the end of the day, it is the first way we all communicate it, so you're supposed to cry, not all the time, but when the mind needs cleaning out.
Drop on the clues bombs for my sis, Tiffany Haddish. She'll be fine. You know, sometimes when everything seems dark, you have to consider that you may be the light.
All right, now, Budweiser, they've done a very emotional ad about Dwayne Wade and how much he has touched people's lives. There were five people featured in that ad who Dwayne Wade touched with his generosity. One of them, though, his mother, Jolinda, is in the video, and she's talking about the time that she spent in prison and how he even bought her a church when she got sober.
Your mama went down a road, Dwayne, that I didn't ever think I'd come back from. But on that road, I noticed you kept showing up. And you'll come and see about me. And Dwayne, because you believe in me. When I got out of prison, I was a different woman. But when you bought your mama that church, you don't even understand the lives that you changed. I am more proud of the man you have become than the basketball player. You are bigger than basketball.
That's dope.
That's dope. There was one woman who he paid her tuition that was in the ad. There was another guy who was from a poor neighborhood who was inspired by him. There was another woman he took shopping after she lost everything in a house fire. And he does have a foundation. We actually had a young lady come up here and she shadowed me for the day. And she's part of his foundation as well. And he paid for all of that to happen.
That's dope.
Shout out to Dwayne.
Drop on the clues.
And she's actually a great journalist. She's always posting things. I follow her on Instagram.
And it's important to let people know that, you know, you are retiring from the NBA. So the money will be different, a little bit different now. You'll still get the endorsements and stuff like that. So you won't be able to do a lot of that.
Well, we don't know what investments he has. He might have
I'm just trying to help him out, okay?
Well, his final home game in Miami was yesterday. And he'll be at the Barclays tonight playing against the Brooklyn Nets. Let's go, Nets. You know I'm going to be at that game. So it's his farewell tour. If you saw, there was also a incident at the game where he actually fell on Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
I seen that.
Yeah.
Did he make that shot, though?
Their drinks kind of splashed all over them, but at least John Legend posted, still got my drink, because he's still holding his drink in his hand, even though some of it's on his face.
The best part about people retiring, though, is that you can, like, you know, revise. You can go back and look at their whole career and his whole totality, and you can see how dope Dwayne Wade has been. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of times we see the last few years and people, they forget.
They're not as hot as they were.
Another person
started,
who just retired is Magic Johnson. As you know, here's what he had to say as far as retiring as a Lakers president.
So today, I'm going to step down as president. I think that I had more fun when I was able to be the big brother and ambassador to everybody. You know, I thought about Dwayne Wade retiring tomorrow and I can't even tweet it out or can't be there. I was thinking about all those times, all guys who want me to mentor them or be a part of their lives, and I can't even do that.
I was really hoping he was going to quit, like do one of those momentous quits, something live, and maybe do an interview like this one.
I refuse to walk around with people that speak to you. Hey, Arnetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by that bitch,
Legend.
I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
Dropping a clues bomb for Arnetta. What was
the
it?
Mood
Arnetta
setter.
The trendsetter or mood setter?
Arnetta the mood setter.
That's
mood
radio setter. History right there, baby.
She did that live on air.
She is a whole legend. And listen, I respect her and I respect
what
Magic.
What station was that, man?
I don't remember, but Arnetta's a whole legend. I respect her and I respect Magic Johnson, too, because, you know, everybody thinks it's something bigger than what it is. Maybe it's not. If you're not truly happy, you can walk away from the situation.
People smiling in his face and behind his back.
And people are like, oh, Magic Johnson didn't give Jenny Buss a heads up. Listen, when do white people give us a heads up when they fire us?
Like, good point. They definitely don't.
Hey,
we're going to fire you on Tuesday just to let you know.
Magic, like, look, man, y'all going to learn about this in real time. And him and Jenny Buss are really friends. And if things aren't working out in the business and he doesn't want that to affect their personal relationship, he walked away. I think that's dope, personally.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
It was WBLX, 92.9 Alabama. That's
if you've never seen that, look up Arnetta the Mood Setter.
Yeah. Just,
I mean, it's no visual, that. Though.
It's audio.
I know, but if you never heard it, you make sure you listen to the full
Arnetta's a legend.
Quitting live on air.
I listened to that a million
times.
What's
Arnetta doing now? We know?
I have no idea. She don't have to do nothing else after putting her jersey in the Raptors and that one. Her hand is still up.
She was talking about how
shot.
Much money she was making.
Dropping
she was talking about all
for
kind
Arnetta
of things.
Again.
Yeah. Shout out to Arnetta.
Arnetta's hand is still up in the air after that shot.
Yes, yes, it is.
All right?
Yes, it is, man.
You won, Arnetta. I don't care what nobody said. You good in Charlamagne's book forever.
Oh, right. She follows me on Twitter.
Really? All right. Well, shout out to Arnetta. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, up next is the People's Choice Mix. Get your request in. 800-585-1051. Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. And also, replay Donkey of the Day. And actually, the person that Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day, one of his men's is going to call in. One of his peoples is going to call
his
in.
His name is Stacy. Tell Arnetta Cash App. Tell Arnetta send me her Cash App, man.
Her Twitter is Mood Setter.
Hit her. Send her a DM. I'm gonna Cash App Arnetta some money today just because.
How you know she need it?
I ain't say she need it. Okay. I said she needed it. See what I'm saying?
He just want to be generous,
yeah. Exactly. You see how people just start rumors?
He just want to be generous. Just give us some money.
Just give us some money.
All that entertainment she provided me over the years with that one clip, I want to pay it forward, goddamn it.
Her Cash App is Cash App DJ Envy. That's it.
DJ Envy, sir.
DJ Envy's anus. Everybody go put something in it right now.
Wow.
That's his Cash App.
A roll of quarters.
DJ Envy. His Cash App name is DJ Envy's Anus.
He's
only taking donations from men for the next hour, so everybody pull up.
How do we get here? Like, how? Like, I didn't find that funny. Did you laugh? Dramas, did you laugh? I'm gay.
Whoa.
Wait.
Wow.
What just happened?
Wow.
All right, well, let's hear the mix. If you want to hear something in the mix.
Wow.
Let's just keep it
moving. That was a reveal. You trying to beat Arnetta. You trying to get a radio moment right now.
You know what? Wow. I ain't messing with y'all.
Listen, y'all. Goodbye. It's nothing to laugh about. I want you to feel like open.
It's the Breakfast Club, man.
Whatever. He's open, ye.
See, I'm not messing with y'all. Goodbye.
You cool with us.
Goodbye.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
All right, people. Now, TV One was brave enough to give D.L. Hughley a talk show. And if you haven't seen it, you are totally missing out. If you know D.L., nobody is safe from his jokes or perspective. And I mean nobody. Don't miss the D.L. Hughley Show, weeknights at 11 on TV One.
EJ, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. Now, you just heard Donkey of the Day.
Yes.
Now, the person that actually got the donkey, his friend is on the line.
Yes, Ezekiel Hicks, his friend's name is Stacy, and Stacy is heart. He called in earlier after the donkey ad. Listen to what he had to say.
Yeah, man, I need to holler at that dude, man, because that dude going out of pocket, man.
Now, he gave your family member donkey today?
Yeah, man.
He gave my family member donkey today.
That's my people, bro. Ezekiel Hicks, that's my dog, bro, my ace, my homie, bro. Charlamagne, bro, you don't know what's going on in the hood, bro. That story you just told, bro, that ain't the right story, bro.
So what's the right story?
What's the right story?
Bro, the right story is the same dude that you called a good Samaritan. Bro, that dude is a f***ing bully, bro. He said the story was he went in a restaurant and was putting his hands in people's food and slapping people's food.
And he slapped my cousin. Started, he slapped my cousin Ezekiel Hicks, and that's when my cousin never left the building and he shot him.
This is
not worried about. This is what I know. Yeah, bro. I'm in the city right now. That's like I told you, bro. That's my
peoples,
bro. When
you get on the radio, bro, speak facts, bro. I can only speak what's being reported. That's what's in the paper.
We ain't ignorant, crazy, or stupid, Charlamagne, bro. Stop saying we ain't crazy in Florida, bro.
Yes, y'all are. But listen,
I ain't going to argue with you, homeboy. But speak facts when you talk about.
But now you know that's what the listen, news, you that's call, the news
you,
report.
You should call the newspaper and be mad at them.
That.
Huh?
I already did that. Everybody reporting false news around here.
That's what I just said, bro. You reporting that you see on the news. That's ain't right.
Bro, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. I understand you got love for him, but how you mad at us for reporting what the paper reported? I'm not in the Waffle House. I don't know what's going on.
The paper ain't report that shit. And if that paper did report it, you ain't got no business.
I'm looking at the paper right now. What are you talking about?
You ain't looking at no paper, bro. You
So listen, let me ask you a question. So hold on.
Bro, I can screenshot you the that the gang's best son just printed. It don't say nothing about what you just said.
I'm reading the New York Post right now. It says a big-hearted man.
New York. We right here in Florida. We right here in Florida.
Bro, I'm not arguing with you about this, my brother.
Don't argue with me, bro. Just keep my people name out your mouth.
But thanks for clearing it up, man. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Be cool. Stay with me.
Let me say something else to you. When you Google your man's name, that's all that come up is that story,
man,
by the way.
You can't tell me nothing about my man. You can't tell me nothing about him, bro. You know, no one never seen him, never talked to him. So shut your f***ing mouth when you talking about Ezekiel Hicks, bro.
I'm about to call the police on your bum ass. You clown ass.
Right.
Yeah, you listen, yes, we get our info from the news and newspapers, Florida, all right? And if you Google Ezekiel Hicks this morning, every single news outlet has the same exact headline. Good Samaritan shot, killed at Waffle House after paying for meals, handing out money. I don't care if you go to The Sun. I don't care if you go to BT, the Orlando Sentinel. If you go to ABC News, Yahoo, everybody, Daily Mail, they all say the same exact thing. So I don't know what to tell you, okay? I'm just getting my information from the newspaper. And God bless Craig Brewer, who is now deceased, okay? Because he was being a good Samaritan, according to all of these outlets, and helping people.
All right, well.
And somebody hurt him for helping. And that person that hurt him allegedly is Ezekiel Hicks. Sorry.
Well, Stacy told me to stay away from you because you're a
Well, go hang with guys like Stacy, and you'll end up in jail, okay? Or dead.
All right. Well, I guess the positive note's up next.
Sure.
All right. You got positivity when we come back?
Of course.
All right.
That was positive just now.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And shout to J-Lo for joining us today.
Yes, thank you to J-Lo. She always looks incredible.
Yeah, shout to J-Lo.
I
make sure you check
out when
I
see J-Lo.
Her new joint featuring French Montana is called Medicine.
Joe Budden is very hot at J-Lo right now.
Why?
He thinks that J-Lo is capitalizing off her urban rollouts.
Why is that?
She's always
said,
done an urban rollout.
He said, when is the last time we've seen J-Lo?
She's been hit three times.
J-Lo's been hit three times. Like, every rollout.
French Montana's on a single. And then she has a movie called Hustlers that Cardi B is
this
in.
This is her third song with French Montana. Before this, she had a song with Cardi and Khaled. Before that, it was a song with Iggy. Before that, it was a song with Rick Ross.
She had the whole Murder, Inc. crew on the song.
And
right?
That's what he was saying. He was saying that was back in the day. That
and
was
we
the
also
last
get
time.
Mad when people don't come to our outlets. Even if it is something that's quote unquote mainstream, we're like, why don't they come here?
I feel like J-Lo always has.
It's J-Lo. She just did a Motown tribute.
And I think J-Lo's bigger than all genres because J-Lo went to every radio station in this building.
Yeah, she definitely did.
Including Light FM.
Did she went to Light FM?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And Light FM is like the station that you walk into like office buildings and you hear them playing.
Now, Charlamagne, you have a positive note. Well, first, let me just shout out to everybody that's
picking up tickets for the seminars that we're doing. The next seminar is in Detroit. And we appreciate you guys. We're just trying to teach the community how to invest and how to invest the right way into properties. I've lost money doing it the wrong way. I'm sure Yee's lost some money doing it the wrong way. But
I've wasted money.
Yeah, I wasted money too.
I haven't lost it because it's still a win.
Yeah, I
guess
you're
definitely
right.
Unnecessarily wasted some money.
Yeah, so we try to teach people how to invest in properties. You know, we bring people to the seminars that can fix your credit. We bring lenders, conventional and hard money. Shout out to Matt. We bring attorneys there. We bring real estate agents. And me and my homie Caesar, Flippin' NJ, we talk about how to do it. And we don't upcharge or nothing like that. We give you the people that we use. They're there. You can use them. It's free of charge. So hopefully we'll see you at the next one that's in Detroit.
It's on 420.
Yeah, 420 in Detroit.
Interesting date. And I would say Detroit is a very special market when it comes to investing. There's a lot of different things that you have to know that's very specific to Detroit.
Absolutely.
When it comes to working with the land bank, when it comes to having homes in a historic district, certain mm-hmm. codes that you have to have everything up to standards.
Yep.
So there's a lot that needs to be done. I'm dealing with DTE right now. Shout out to somebody from their energy company out there that reached out to me because somehow they ended up cutting my power and then it's been impossible to get anybody to go out there and just turn it back on.
I tell you how, I got Poppy to climb the pole for you and then put it right back on.
Yeah, but the other thing is you don't want to end up with all these unnecessary fines.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about wasting money.
How many times? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to ask any envy how many times has Poppy climbed this pole.
Charlamagne, you got a positive note, bro.
That was it.
Yes, the positive note, man. We must give more in order to get more. It is the generous giving of ourselves that produces the generous harvest.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.